Born in the grip of oppression, I fought for my liberty. I paid with the blood of my people. Freedom has never been free. Now my door's always open to dreamers and friends. But when I'm attacked, I protect and defend. Because my name is America, I stand proud and free.
Welcome everyone, this is Karen Schoen, and you are listening to the Prism of America's Education. And I sincerely hope that each and every one of you understands that what is going on today is largely being enabled by a lack of education and the changing of our vocabulary, so that when we see a riot in one place, to us it may be a riot, but to the people funding it, it may be a peaceful demonstration. We have to pay attention to what is real and what is being said, and the importance of using the right terms and the right words, so that when you go, if you have to present a legal case, you are using the right words. I have asked a dear friend, Michael Cutler, who knows an inordinate amount of borders and what goes on, and he's going to help us walk through this, because I believe that we are not just on the southern border as a disaster. We do have other borders, as we have learned, and we should really look at this as every state is a border state. Michael Cutler, thank you for joining me. I loved your article. It was fantastic. Tell everybody where they can find you.
I have two articles out that I hope everybody will check out after the program. My most recent article for a website called U.S. Incorporated, usinc.org. The title, Biden Administration Now Running the Biggest Human Trafficking Operation in History. And this is at Front Page Magazine, frontpagemag.com. I'm proud to have been affiliated with them since 2014, sponsored by the David Horowitz Freedom Center. And that article is AG, Attorney General Garland ignores vital immigration law enforcement, thereby crippling national security and public safety. And you know, my background, and just for your listeners, I was with the INS for about 30 years, the Immigration and Naturalization Service, the predecessor to what I've come to call the Department of Homeland Surrender. And it's both parties over the decades that have done this to us. It's about globalism. It's about cheap labor. It's about moving money, people, goods across international borders so that the super wealthy can become super wealthier and the average poor schnook, the average American, well, the American dream is not much more than a dream these days. The economy is being ravaged. Our country is being inundated with narcotics. And I speak from experience, because half of my 30-year career with the old INS, I devoted my efforts to narcotics investigations. First, for four years, I was the first INS representative to the Unified Intelligence Division of the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Administration in New York City. And then I was promoted to senior special agent and assigned to the Organized Crime Drug Enforcement Task Force. I've investigated and arrested international terrorists and fugitives and drug traffickers and human traffickers and alien smugglers. I've testified before something on the order of, I think it's now 17 hearings before the House and Senate, and I provided testimony to the 9/11 Commission. And for the longest time, and my degree, by the way, was in Communications Arts and Sciences, to your point. For the longest time, going back to Jimmy Carter, the alteration of language has been nothing short of Orwellian. People used to say, oh, we're being politically correct, and we've got to stop talking about political correctness. That sounds like we're being polite, Karen. This is about control of thought through control of language. We think with words. When we can change the words, we change people's understanding of issues. And at the heart of it was Jimmy Carter, when he mandated that immigration employees no longer use the term alien, but refer to anybody who's here as an immigrant. So let's be clear. The Immigration and Nationality Act defines an alien simply as any person, not a citizen or national of the United States. There is no insult. It's not the N-word. It doesn't say you're stupid or you smell bad. It simply means you're not a citizen. It's like me saying to Karen, I consider you a good friend, but you're not part of my family, so we're not relatives. We're friends, but not relatives. That's what we're saying about aliens. It's simply a statement of fact. You are not a citizen of the United States, therefore you're an alien. The reason they changed the words, as we've come to find out, is that anybody who would dare suggest that we keep any alien out of our country is then labeled anti-immigrant, to your point about the bullying and the nonsense and the accusation. There's nothing anti-immigrant about keeping out aliens who pose a threat to public health, public safety, national security, or the jobs and wages of American and lawful immigrant workers in the United States. There's not a word in the law that distinguishes anybody by race, religion, or ethnicity. These are the lies being told by the globalists in both parties. Example, the border wall. Everybody went nuts, and the Republicans as well as the Democrats did not want to fund it. So let's be clear. The border wall by itself will accomplish virtually nothing. It is important if it becomes part of an overall system. Security is best done in layers. Now, not long ago, the Wicked Witch of the West, literally, Nancy Pelosi, said that the border wall was a wall of hate. Well, why is that? Well, if you ask most people, they will tell you the border wall is designed to keep Mexicans out of the United States. In reality, Karen, do you know that the border wall, this is going to shock your listeners, was never intended to stop a single person from entering into the United States of America, period, full stop.
No,
if the border wall was designed to keep people out, it would have blocked off the ports of entry, but it doesn't. So all the border wall does is funnel all people and all commerce through ports of entry so they can be vetted and we can create a record of entry and we can keep out the narcotics, we can keep out the criminals and the terrorists and the human rights violators and people that would take jobs of Americans. Think of it this way. When you go to the baseball park, you go through a gate and there's fencing around the playing field so that nobody interferes with the game when it's being played. Is it anti-fan to require guests to the ballpark to go through a gate, purchase a ticket, and maybe go through a metal detector? How's that for an analogy?
That's a good one. And you are absolutely right. And we have to stop allowing them to do this. And then I said, wait a minute, why would I want to change my vocabulary? So this is the dilemma that they're in, that we are around so they can hate us because they can't change the definition.
Well, here's the real problem. I love to ask people, I'm going to ask you this question, and I want your audience to think of this question. It's a yes or a no, so it's simple. It's either A or B, yes or no. Is the immigration system broken? Go ahead, you tell me.
No.
That's right, it's not. The immigration system, which was originally intended to protect us, to keep out, and if you go to Title 8, United States Code, Section 1182, it enumerates the categories of aliens who are to be kept out. It's about aliens who have dangerous diseases. Remember, Ellis Island was a quarantine.
That's right.
Aliens with dangerous mental illness, aliens who are criminals and terrorists and spies and sex offenders and human traffickers and drug smugglers, okay? How is it anti-immigrant to keep out people that want to kill us? The most criminal aliens who come here, and it's not just Latin America, because human nature is human nature. As an immigration agent, I got an award from the government of Japan. I work closely with the Israelis. In fact, as a new agent, I tripped over a terror plot in Israel. We prevented the bombing of an oil refinery in Haifa. I work with the Canadians and the Brits. It's not about a race or a religion. It's human nature. Every race, religion, and ethnicity has the good, the bad, and the ugly. So the whole point is the people that are evil who come to America generally live within the same ethnic immigrant community that most closely resembles who they are, putting the immigrants at greatest risk. Imagine that. People come here fleeing the craziness, the violence, and the corruption of their home country, and they come here and find that the same thugs they were trying to get away from are now here living next door to them because of the corruption of our government. So what the immigration system has morphed into is a delivery system. It delivers an unlimited supply of cheap, exploitable labor, not just the illegal aliens, but the high-tech visas, computer programmers, and so forth, an unlimited supply of foreign tourists, an unlimited supply of clients for immigration law firms, and an unlimited supply of foreign students. We have been educating the Chinese engineers and scientists for years, even as they build up their military by getting trained in America and committing multiple acts of espionage every second of every day. In fact, Espionage by China is so pervasive, the intelligence community sarcastically has come to refer to it as Chinese takeout. So over greed, think about that. And it's both parties. And you have right now, Zoe Lofgren, check this out, folks, is the chairperson of the House Immigration Subcommittee. I've testified before that subcommittee many times. I've testified in front of Zoe many times. She is an immigration lawyer who at one point held a very high ranking in the American Immigration Lawyers Association. She's a Democrat. When the Republicans controlled Congress, Bob Goodlatte was the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, which also oversees immigration and the FBI and so forth. Bob Goodlatte always was pushing for more H-1B visas, high-tech visas. I confronted him on a one-on-one conversation we had several years ago. And I said, why? Well, it turns out that Bob Goodlatte was an immigration lawyer, and he made a fortune doing what? Filing for H-1B visas for his clients. And his son, he told me, was in the computer industry. I had no idea. He was just being very arrogant and stupid at the same time. So I looked up Bobby Goodlatte. Bobby Goodlatte got his start with Zuckerberg at Facebook and has made a ton of money. And he's only, in, I believe, in his 30s. And how did he make his money? By bringing in programmers from other countries to slash wages. In fact, Goodlatte himself told me that his son would love to bring in thousands after thousands of brilliant Indian programmers, and I was offended. And I said, you know, my late wife passed away many years ago. I'm happily remarried, but over 30 years ago, my first wife died of cancer, and she was a brilliant computer programmer. She had an MBA in computer science. She was a Phi Beta Kappa graduate. And I said, the people who worked with her and worked for her had comparable credentials, and they were Americans. Why in the world would you want to bring in people from India? What are the Americans, chopped liver? And at that point, he stood up and he said, Mr. Cutler, our conversation just ended.
Of course, so, because that is the answer.
This is a betrayal of America by people who are destroying us because they're being paid off. They're being paid off with political campaign contributions, which is Orwellian newspeak for bribe, okay? What you're witnessing on the southern border is super dangerous because there's been hearings. It's open source information. Everyone knows Hezbollah is a terrorist group. It's supported by Iran. It is funded by Iran. It is directed by Iran. Hezbollah started out in Lebanon, and it is now a major terrorist organization that works at the behest of the Iranian government. Latin America is overflowing with thousands of agents of Hezbollah. They are working with human traffickers and drug smugglers, often one and the same, to flood America with narcotics, as is China. Fentanyl now the number one killer in America. Major source country for fentanyl, China. So Iran and China and all of our enemies are in Latin America pushing drugs and people into America, including sleeper agents.
Okay, wait a minute. Stop, I have a question.
Go ahead, Karen. I'm sorry to be coming at you like a fire.
No, that's okay.
Trying to get as much information that's in a short period of time.
You popped up a couple of thoughts that I want to share with you, because we keep on going back to the same thing. Like you said, how could these people want to destroy America? We are thinking of these people incorrectly. They are not Americans. They are globalists. The world to them is their playground. Yep. They don't care what goes on anywhere in the world as long as they get a piece of it. And they don't care about how many people die because people are collateral damage, and pretty soon people will be replaced by robots. So who needs them anyway?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm not a particularly religious man, although I'm very proud of my heritage. I'm Jewish. I was a B'nai B'rith president back in college. But I do remember one story in the Bible that I'm sure will resonate with everyone. It was the wisdom of Solomon, where two women both claimed to be the mother of the same baby. They didn't have DNA testing back then. And Solomon, truly the wise leader that he was, came up with an idea. And he said, you know what? I'm willing to cut the baby in half. Will that satisfy you? Because he knew darn well that the true mother would never allow a hair on that baby's head to be harmed. That's the true mother. The other mother, on the other hand, well, not so much. And sure enough, one woman jumped up and said, great, take out the knife and give me my half. Well, everybody at that point knew who the real mother was. These politicians who claim to be patriots and claim to be representing you and America's best interests,
they're not.
They want this country sliced and diced as long as they get their piece. And that's exactly where we are today. How's that for an analogy?
It is absolutely right. And people think about this because they constantly tell you that you will own nothing and be happy.
If you look at real estate prices, real estate prices have gone through the roof. Why? Because we keep flooding America with more and more people who need a place to sleep.
That's
I wrote
right.
an article recently for Front Page Magazine. I hope everybody checks out my articles. I also do a radio show, by the way, on Friday nights, the Michael Cutler Hour on Blog Talk, put in a shameless plug for myself. But I wrote an article and I said we should be demanding that an environmental impact study be conducted before we start bringing in lots of people, because every person who comes to America has an environmental impact. They have an environmental and ecological footprint. It's more than a pillow to sleep on. People say to me, this is a big country, Mike, we can build housing. I said, sure. But every person needs, on average, from what I've read, at least 85 gallons of water per day per person. Think of the drought in the West. Every person needs food. Every person needs electricity and sewerage and transportation and access to healthcare. Imagine how much acreage of land needs to be set aside for each person to feed that person. Each acre of land requires fertilizers, which damages the environment. Irrigation goes to the shortage of water we're experiencing in the West. Back in 1973, when they passed the Environmental Protection Act, the little fish, the snail darter, was the reason that a dam was canceled. One of the reasons. They said, wait a minute, if you build a dam, the snail darter will go extinct. Now, the American people and the middle class are going extinct, and these supposed environmentalists, especially on the radical left, could care less about the environment as long as they get the political objectives that they're seeking.
That's right. They don't care about anything. Now, if we can apply the fact they don't care about anything to our next move, then we should be able to deal with them. That's the whole thing. They are like us and they love the country and we can't understand why they don't love the Constitution, blah, blah, blah. There's a lot of...
Well, all right, so if you want to talk Constitution, go to Article 4. Section 4 that states that the state
absolutely.
Is to be provided with a republican form of government and to be guaranteed protection against invasion and domestic violence. I would argue.
Okay, so wait a minute. That should be memorized by everyone. Why? What are we guaranteed? A republican form of government. What is a republican form of government? A republican form of government is a representative government. You hire representatives to represent you, and they go to their local meeting or whatever position they're in meeting, and they are supposed to carry your message. You hired them. They are not supposed to carry their message. They didn't get there to say, I, me, mine. They got there to say, my constituents want. And we have to understand that. There's more of us than them. We have to be organized. And we have to understand what Mike and I are saying. We cannot allow that to happen. So every time they say American democracy, they are stealing our democracy. Donald Trump is destroying our democracy. The MAGA people destroy our democracy. We do not have a democracy. We have a republic. And we had better start correcting them.
So here's my suggestion to you. I was going to teach debate on the college level. I was undefeated back at high school, college. I used to argue bail for the U.S. attorneys because nobody got bail. Facts are stubborn things, as John Adams said. So here's what I want everyone to understand. First of all, your neighbors who disagree with you, who identify as Democrats, and by the way, I'm registered as a Democrat. Let's be right up front. Haven't voted for a Democrat in years because they're not Democrats any longer. The neighbors that you think of as, oh, they're crazy people, they aren't. Very many of them are compassionate. One of the worst things I've ever heard somebody say about a Democrat is to call them a bleeding heart liberal. Compassion is a virtue. It's not a negative. When you refer to someone as a bleeding heart as an insult, the people that you need to listen to you are going to walk away from you furious. It's about choice of words and choice of understanding. Rather than critical race theory, we need critical empathy theory. And I've spoken to many neighbors and many friends, and they didn't get it because they've been misled. The way that Madoff stole the money of all of his victims is the way that this pack of politicians, these political liars of both parties, have stolen our country and the future of our children and their children. People think we're a big country. We should be able to be compassionate. We're a nation of immigrants, which goes back again to Jimmy Carter with that nonsense of don't use the word alien. That's why they want to expunge it. Explain to your friends and neighbors why we have immigration laws, why we need a border wall. And by the way, the border wall by itself won't solve the problem, because any alien who is determined to come here doesn't, they don't only come across the Canadian, the Mexican border, they're coming across the Canadian border. They're coming through our coastline. We have 95,000 miles of coastline, and nearly half have been coming through international airports. Most of the terrorists have come through international airports. The real key to securing immigration is interior enforcement. And George W. Bush, when he created DHS, violated the Homeland Security Act. What this president today, Biden, is doing is outrageous. As far as I'm concerned, he's in violation of 8 U.S.C. 1324, which deals with aiding, abetting, encouraging, and inducing aliens to enter illegally and remain thereafter illegally. But when you look at what Bush did after 9/11, after everybody knew that it was multiple failures of the immigration system that enabled 9/11 and other terror attacks like it to be carried out, you would have thought that he would have done what was necessary. I was actually working unofficially with Congress to try to get immigration to work properly, to pair up the Border Patrol with the inspectors. I was an inspector, to pair up with the agents to do interior enforcement. Instead, he cut a line right through it. Customs and Border Protection, one side, ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement on the other side. By cutting it in half, he made it impossible to get the job done, but he wasn't done. He folded in other agencies that have nothing to do with immigration. ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, also includes Secret Service, also includes the TSA, also includes other, why? And he did the same thing with Customs and Border Protection. This was about diluting immigration enforcement, and we only have 6,000 ICE agents for the whole country. And most of the time, they're doing anything but immigration, because they're also responsible for intellectual property theft and money laundering and narcotics investigations and kiddie porn and you name it. Why?
Because they're part of it. That's the problem.
Yeah, so
they're not going to investigate themselves.
So wait a moment. If you really wanted to go after human traffickers, we just had the Attorney General talking about going after human traffickers and providing law enforcement to the cities and states. Not a word about immigration. They've stopped enforcing immigration laws. Much of the violence is because of transnational gangs. Many of the people involved in violent crimes are aliens who shouldn't be here. The drug trade is permeated by aliens because the drugs are flowing into the country from outside the United States. This is why immigration agents have always been part of the Joint Terrorism Task Force, the Gang Task Force, and where I was, the Organized Crime Drug Enforcement Task Force. They've yanked those agents out, basically, and told them, stay out of it. So what we've done is to purposely handicap ourselves, even as drugs are being legalized around the country. And we know it has a terrible impact on American kids and the amount of money flowing out of the country because of the remittances from the drug trade. Unbelievable. And the money being sent home by foreign workers who shouldn't be here. Unbelievable.
Yes.
So when you speak to your neighbors, be sympathetic. They're trying to figure this out and they're trying to do what is compassionate. And compassion is a virtue, not a vice. But we need to get our neighbors to understand that what we are doing is destroying the lives and the future of American children. And I've always believed that charity begins at home, and no sane parent would give money to charity if they couldn't feed their own children before bedtime. That when you speak to these neighbors of yours and your friends and family, no accusations, keep the personalities out of it, stick to the facts. Nobody would get on an airplane if they saw people sneaking past TSA, but we're being told you're unreasonable if you complain about living next to millions of people who snuck into the country to evade the vetting process that's very similar to what TSA does at the airport. Keep out people who pose a threat.
Aside from that, they can use their arrest warrants as identification, force us to go through all kinds of tests and wear masks and be vaccinated and have passports and blah, 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 blah. And these people walk right in.
Here's what's more concerning. The Justice Department has developed an entire division to go after domestic terrorists. And just a couple of days ago, DHS released a Venezuelan terrorist who the FBI interviewed, told DHS, do not release this individual. He's involved with ISIS, and they released him anyway. Americans are being vilified as terrorists. True terrorists are being turned loose by the Biden administration. I want someone to explain. Here's the question everyone should ask every politician. How are your policies in the best interests of America and American families? How's that for an interesting question?
That would be a very good, interesting question. And remember, these people are globalists. They hate America. They don't want us to be better than anybody else, because then anybody else might be jealous of us.
No, that isn't the case.
Cut us down to size. They are part of it.
I don't agree.
They are part of the program. They are globalists. Every single one of them.
They're motivated by money.
Money, power, and control.
Except it's not about hatred of America. It's about they don't care about anybody but themselves. Not even their own children.
They don't care. You are correct. They do not care. Think about that every single time you think about them, instead of thinking that they are Americans and you can't understand why they're doing it. They're doing it on purpose. They are doing this on purpose.
They have been given tons of money by the various lobbying organizations. You know, you said that America hires the politicians. That's not the case anymore. After Citizens United was decided, the hearing stopped, the news coverage turned around.
Turned around.
I was averaging 30 TV interviews per month back then. Citizens United stated that decision by the Supreme Court said that unlimited amounts of money could be pumped into political campaigns. And anytime you hear about someone running for office, what's the first thing you hear, Karen?
Money.
How big that candidate's war chest is.
Money. Okay? Yep.
So
money.
If you need the money, what do you think people are writing checks for? They're writing checks to get the politicians to do what they want. Let me give you a quick analogy. Imagine if you were very wealthy and you had a wonderful Ferrari and you lived in a town and you get pulled over for speeding because you're going 60 in a 30 mile zone, and you approach the cop and you say, here's a $100 bill. Can you go away, please? And the cop arrests you for bribery. You just bribed a police officer. You just committed a felony and you're in deep trouble. Your friend hears about what happened to you and he says, boy, Charlie is an idiot. So what does his buddy do? He also has tons of money. He sees there's a guy running for mayor. So he goes to this guy, Joe Schmidlap, and he says, Joe, I hope you get to be mayor, and I'm willing to give you a campaign contribution because I think you're a great guy. But here's what I'd like you to do. There's a road that drives right along the water. The view is phenomenal. It's only a 30-mile-an-hour road. That road should be a 60-mile-an-hour road. What do you think? And the candidate says, wow, how much money are you willing to give me for my campaign? He says, heck, I'll give you $30,000. What do you think? You got a deal. If I'm elected, that sign is going up the day after I'm inaugurated. Mayor gets inaugurated, and the 30-mile road is now a 60-mile road, but that's not bribery, right?
No, right, exactly. So we are at the end of our time, but Mike, you, I'm going to ask to come back, because this is an interesting conversation, folks. If the best way to talk to your neighbors is to ask them questions. I don't understand what that means. Could you explain it? Or did you see this person do that? Why?
I have
a
better one for you, Karen, if I may say this. Always end your discussion with a question.
With a question.
If you end with a statement, they're going to say, oh, there he goes again. But
right.
One of the question. Most effective, ask people, would you get on an airplane if you saw people sneaking past the TSA?
That's
and I will
one.
Tell you, that has rattled so many people, you would be amazed. Ask somebody, if not, why do you think it's acceptable that we're being forced to live among millions who snuck past a very similar vetting process?
Thank you so much, Mike. This has been terrific.
Thank you.
Everyone, please don't go away. We will be right back. You're listening to Karen Schoen. This is the Prism of America's Education, brought to you on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network and with my wonderful sponsor, the Florida Citizens Alliance. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back.
Trouble getting to sleep and staying asleep can be infuriating. Your mind races. You toss and turn, and the harder you try, the harder it is to drift off. And today's digital age makes it even harder. You're not alone with this struggle. Poor sleep affects over 70% of Americans. Even the Centers for Disease Control label insufficient sleep a public health epidemic. To take back your sleep, Healthy Cell has created REM Sleep, the only sleep supplement made to support all four stages of human sleep with calming herbs, amino acids, and sleep hormone support. Delivered in a patent-pending, pill-free, ultra-absorption microgel formula that tastes great. Fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep deeply, and wake up refreshed with Healthy Cell's REM Sleep. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order. That's HealthyCell.com, HealthyCell, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
The spirit of American liberty and justice is woven into the soul of America Out Loud. We are the voice of a nation, the American nation, that is. This is Malcolm Out Loud. I invite you back to AmericaOutLoud.com, where the fight for liberty and justice continues. America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. We had quite a robust conversation with Michael Cutler, and I hope everyone understands the point that I was making, which is political correctness is censorship. And if we don't correct the words to the right meanings of the words, we will allow them to control the power of language. And once they control the language, they control the conversation. So it is up to us to make those corrections. When you hear somebody saying, oh, so-and-so is going to destroy American democracy, my first answer is, good, they could have it because America is not a democracy. And this should be the first thing that we should be teaching, especially our children. A democracy means mob rules. The power of one vote can change the way an entire country behaves. In America, we have representatives that we elect by vetting, and that's what's really missing. We are not vetting our candidates. And as a result of that, we wind up with people that say one thing, get in office, and do something else. We cannot have that if we are going to continue as a nation. We must come together. Maybe get rid of those hyphens, those adjectives in front of the word America, and just become Americans, the largest group of free people in the world. That would be incredible. Maybe that's a project that we should work on. In any event, there are so many things that are happening. My first question to any candidate is always, do you think President Biden should be impeached? And depending upon that answer is depending upon the way I will view that candidate. Because if that is not their first yes, I'm not interested in them. You're listening to Karen Schoen. This is the Prism of America's Education. And we are brought to you on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network with my wonderful sponsor, the Florida Citizens Alliance. And I must add, the Alliance is doing an amazing job working with the Florida legislators to correct and to maintain oversight over the Department of Education, because we have found, regardless of what our wonderful Governor DeSantis says, the school districts are still teaching critical race theory under different names. So therefore, we bring in political correctness. And we have to understand what those names are because they all lead down the same path. Today, I have asked Special Agent Eric Caron to join me because we need to hear from people who are involved, who understand what's going on, so that when we see pictures of the border, we realize this is an invasion. No country in the world would accept 2 million illegal people that they now have to take care of. That is insanity. And Eric wrote a book, which is called Switched On. Instead of switched off, he's switching on. That is fantastic, because this book is filled with information that will make you armed and dangerous, so that when you have a discussion, you have the facts, because that's the only thing that's important. Facts rule, period. End of story. There is no deviation from a fact because that is the truth. And that's why people always said to me, Karen, you're talking the same thing that Alex is talking about when he came here. And I always say to them, that's true, because there is only one version of the truth. And therefore, if we are truth warriors, we are all on the same team. Eric, thank you so much for joining me today. My goodness, what an incredible career you had working with DHS, ICE, and I just learned a new one, HSI. Your book is fabulous, and I love the first question, which is, should Joe Biden be impeached? Obviously, what is your opinion on that one?
Well, Karen, thank you for having me. And I want to thank you for all you do. You're not doing this for the money. You're doing this to do exactly what you just said is about our government. And so thank you for what you do. And, you know, you're right about words matter, if I may start off there, because under this Department of Homeland, I'll call it insecurity, Department of Homeland Insecurity under Joe Biden, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, they can't even use a word, two words, illegal alien. They have to say non-citizen or undocumented, or there'll be discipline.
Isn't illegal alien the correct legal term of what these people are?
It is. I mean, the Immigration Naturalization Act, throughout the act, it talks about aliens. They don't use the word non-citizen or undocumented. And so you're absolutely correct. And in my humble opinion, yes, Joe Biden should be impeached for high crimes and misdemeanor. Let me just say, Karen, that at the base of the Statue of Liberty, it says, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. It does not say, give us your international drugs or your international terrorists or criminals. Joe Biden is aiding and abetting international criminals and terrorists to come into America and come in with their weapons of war, be it weapons of WMD or drugs, and kill hundreds and thousands of people here in America. It has to stop. That's why I'm calling for Joe Biden to be impeached. He is not keeping us safe. And that happens to be the number one priority of the president. We learned that lesson the hard way on 9/11, Karen. Never again. What did we hear after 9/11? Never again. Never again. President Bush failed us in his administration, and Clinton administration failed us. And so Joe Biden's doing the same thing. He is failing our country, our citizens. He's playing Russian roulette with my life, your life, and the life of our friends and family members. Every day in America, Karen, people are being murdered on our streets, and terrorists are coming into our country to harm us. We have to get switched on. We have to impeach Joe Biden and understand the threat is more severe today than it was prior to 9/11.
Yes, and understand, people, we are dealing with more people. The more people you bring in, the more possibility you have of having problems. The border wall was not ever designed because it was supposed to keep people out. It was supposed to funnel people to a direction so that when they cross the border, they can be vetted. We can find out who they are. Why would we want to bring criminals into our country? What good do you think they are going to do for Americans? Immigration, wasn't it designed, Eric, to help America? Wasn't that the purpose of immigration?
It was. It absolutely was. As we know, America during the early 1900s, jobs were provided to build America in our textile industry, in other industry. And what we have now, this open border, you know, there's no more work site enforcement. The Department of Homeland Security has told ICE, you will not work site enforcement. And that means anybody in industry can hire whoever they want. And so they're taking jobs away from citizens, U.S. citizens who deserve those jobs. The border is a mess. I have friends still working on the job with CBP and ICE, and the morale is low. People are leaving the job by the thousands. We see that at the domestic level. I mean, domestic law enforcement, local, state, and federal. We see good police officers taking off the badge and the uniform and then retiring early or resigning. And the same thing's happening with CBP and ICE. The retirement rate is through the roof because nobody wants to work for somebody actually facilitating lawlessness. And that's what's happening.
Why would you want to go to a job every day that you originally signed up because you loved to only be berated, be told that you are incompetent, be told that you have no right to get criminals when you're watching them come across the border and you have no right to get rid of them? And today, recently, we just found out busloads of these criminals were dropped off in Maitland, Florida. So if you think it's only going to Westchester and the blue states, please think again. I believe, you believe, Eric, that every state is a border state. What does that actually mean?
Right. I mean, crime does not stop at the border. And these people are transitioning to Boston, to LA, Vermont, to Maine. They get to the border. They cross. Once they cross, they are get to a safe house. And then from the safe house, they're trafficked to the end location. And again, it could be anywhere, depending on what we're talking about, human trafficking, drug smuggling, counterfeit COVID-19 medicines. We're not just talking about humans. We're talking about contraband. We're talking about cocaine and fentanyl. Fentanyl, last year alone, 11,000 pounds. 11,000 pounds into the streets of America. You know that, Karen, that since 1999, over a million people in America have died. Drug overdose alone, a million people have died since 1999. The drug cartel, their weapon of war, of course, is drug. Well, that's why we need border security. And right now, anything and anyone is coming through, not just our southern border, Karen, but our northern border. We're wide open up north. We don't think about the fact that there's 328 ports, official ports of entry, some small, some large. That includes airports, seaports, land borders. They all have to be secure, Karen, because bad guys go where it's soft.
Okay, so how do we secure those borders when we read that is allowing illegals to go through using arrest warrants as identification, while we, the American people, have to be masked up, vaxxed up, have all kinds of identification, can't have anything in our luggage, and yet these people just walk right in, nobody has tested them, nobody's vetted them, nobody knows what they're carrying in their pockets, who are they looking at? Of course, they are calling any American a domestic terrorist. We have to understand that these people that are doing this, this administration, they do not care about we the people. They do not care about America. They don't care what happens. They will turn the other cheek. You just said, Eric, a million people were killed over fentanyl. And what are we going after? We're going after guns that only a few thousand. Any death is bad, don't get me wrong, but shouldn't our focus be something like on a million people rather than on a few thousand people? And yet that's what communists do. They pick the smallest entity and go to correct that, knowing full well it will do nothing. The problem will still exist and they can come back and say, oh, but we need more money. We need more time. If only we had more money and time, we'd be able to fix the problem. That's not fixing anything when you're telling me that over a million people died from fentanyl. And I don't think, Eric, they don't take the fentanyl to the poor neighborhoods, do they? They're not taking them just to the ghettos. Where are they taking the fentanyl? Who's dying?
Everybody. It's sad. You know, it's funny. I just got a call last night, Karen, that a friend of mine's relative had passed away due to fentanyl, 56 years old. And that's happening every day in America, not just Blacks, whites, but all races, children, babies who are exposed to fentanyl in their homes are dying. It's an epidemic. The real epidemic in America is not COVID-19. It's crime in America is out of control, both at our local levels as well as at our border. And what's happening is that, so it's like a 1-2 punch, Karen. The crime in our inner cities is one thing. We have our domestic terrorists, if you will, thugs on the street, the gangbangers, the career criminals. We add to that these international gang members and criminals. So it's a 1-2 punch to our local police, state police, our federal police. We don't have enough resources right now to manage what's going on in it throughout America. That's why the security business is booming in America. Armored vehicles and armed guard business is booming, thanks to Joe Biden.
Okay, now those armed guards and what you're talking about, the average person has an armed guard walking with them? I don't think so. Right. So the elite, these rulers, these globalist thugs, criminal, communist, fascist, whatever we want to call them, they're getting armed guards while they're turning around to us and saying, defund the police. And then they come back and they yell at the police department for not taking care of the crime. How does that work, Eric?
Well, that's, you know, the Russian roulette is what's wrong is right and wrong, right is wrong now. It's all turned upside down. Not only we told the police, we put one hand behind their back, but we put both hands behind their backs and we say, go do the job and do it nicely. Don't hurt anybody. Even though the guy's got a knife or a gun, we don't want you to hurt them. And if you do happen to hurt them, we're going to charge you with a crime. That's what's happening, Karen. Can you believe police officers in America are being charged with a crime for doing their job and arresting bad guys? Well, because you have these liberal DAs who are looking to make examples out of police officers. You know what? They have to make a split second decision. I know I did it for 25 years. And thank God I didn't have to shoot somebody, but you know, I came close a few times. It's you have to make split seconds decision. It's not easy. And now, so these police officers are saying, hey, you don't got my back? I'm leaving the job. And I say, I wrote an article, Karen. It's on my website, Switched On Life. Switched On Life is my website. It's under the Karen Chronicles. It's about, we're telling back in the day, a year ago or so, we were calling, BLM was calling for the police to take off their uniform. Take off your uniform. Those chants were everywhere. And I said, if they take off the uniform, who's going to fill the void? Will it be BLM members? When you have liberal mayors will dictate to the police chief, you will hire BLM members to put on the badge. And is that what we want? God help us.
Well, that's what Obama laid out when he was talking at one of his speeches. And he said, I want an armed force, a domestic armed forces that is just as strong as the American military that will answer to him. And I believe that this was the setup, because if you defund the police and then there are no police, well, you can bring in the feds, the federal police, and then we have a military takeover of our government. And I believe that that was what Obama was trying to set up. And of course, Biden is coming along and made it easier for it to happen by going after the police and by saying, oh, they're such poor people. They're misunderstood. You reach a point in your life when you have to be responsible for your own actions. And every single one of those people knows what's right and wrong. I'm sorry, they know right from wrong. And that's the rule of law. If you do something wrong, you should be held accountable for it, but they are not. And that's what communists do, because it's easier to create the chaos and then have the people scream, please help, please help, please help. And then you can come in with the full force of the federal government. And I think that's what we're seeing happening. What do you think, Eric?
I agree. You know, the welfare of humanity has always been the alibi for tyrants.
Exactly.
And Joe Biden, what he's doing right now with Russia and Ukraine, COVID, that we're seeing over the last few months, this is all a distraction from his failed policy that we're all feeling. We're seeing it. People are afraid to go out at night. I mean, would you ever think people would be afraid to go to church? People would be afraid to go to a mall or a concert? People are genuinely afraid to leave their homes after dark. And it's because Joe Biden and his Department of Homeland Insecurity has festered these criminals, they have incentivized them. They have encouraged them to commit these crimes. There's a famous study. It's the broken window theory. And I was fortunate enough to have one of the professors back in the 1980s. Broken windows theory. So it was about really looked at visible signs of, they looked at minor crime and civil disorder, vandalism, jaywalking, public disorder, minor crime. They basically said, these two professors, Professor Wilson and Killing, said if left unchecked, it has a ripple effect in that those minor crimes, if not enforced, will only escalate. So disorder goes untreated. Citizens become fearful and withdraw from the community. That's happening. Or perceived to be low by the criminals. And what happens? Disorder and crime increases. Criminals increase their activities. That's exactly what's happened in our inner cities. Now, at the border, the same philosophy theory holds true. The same philosophy, the broken windows theory, that theory was studied in our inner cities. You can take that theory and bring it to the border, and you see what's happening at our border. Joe Biden said, I'm for border security and I'm for law enforcement. But guess what? You know, forget the wall. You know, anybody who wants to come, they can come too. And so I'm really not for enforcement. So what do we have? We have tens of thousands of illegal aliens flooding our country. And some of those illegal aliens, yes, are international criminals and terrorists who are looking to harm us every day. That's why, again, I'm calling for Joe Biden to be impeached. I hope the Republican Party can get its act together and understand the severity of what's happening in our country.
Well, that's why I believe that the most important thing that we can do right now for the next election is to vet the people that we are going to put in office. And vetting them does not mean asking them two questions. These people are going to be there for 4 years. If they can't spend an hour with us answering our questions and very pointed, direct questions, not the Mickey Mouse thing that you hear on your mainstream TV, you should be asking them real questions like, do you believe Joe Biden should be impeached? Do you believe that we are facing an authoritarian form of government if we don't do something about it and get engaged? What do you suggest? If we don't ask those kinds of questions, then why are we allowing these people to represent us for 2 to 4 to 6 years? There's no logic to that. We need to know the people that we are vetting, and we need to know the people that we are going to put in office. And those are the people that we should be donating to, not the big corporate entities who have decided through PACs that they're going to throw millions and millions of dollars at some candidate who will just go and do their bidding, not ours.
Amen. Amen to that, Karen. The last election is a perfect example of what happens when you have a country, if you will, asleep at the switch. They're not switched on. We weren't switched on. I mean, I'd like to think most people saw how Joe Biden ran his campaign. Mm-hmm. It was a bait and switch. I mean, the guy spent all the time in the basement. And shame on, of course, the media. The media colluded with Joe Biden's campaign and didn't ask the hard questions either. Like, where have you been for the last week? What's your last, you know, your medical examination? How was it? Can you release any medical records relating to your physical?
How about what have you done in all of your term in office to help the American people, to help your constituents? What did do? Eric, can you find anything?
No, it's all a sham. He's a mere facade. I think he was probably as shocked as I was that he got elected president. I mean, God help us. I mean, look at the whole China gate. I'm saying we should impeach him because of his derelict of duty relating to the border and the crime and the murder that's happening, and the Afghan refugees that he brought into America. 75,000 Afghan refugees, 1% are criminals and terrorists. We already know that some of these people have previously been deported from the U.S. We know some of these people have already committed crimes against children. I have friends babysitting them at some of the DOD facilities who tell me, Eric, it's a poop show what we have to do with these people. And then you have the open borders. So I'm talking about crime and terrorism that Joe Biden's aiding and abetting. Then you have the whole China gate I knew about, and I think most people heard about, but again, we weren't switched on and the media didn't ask the relevant questions. Like, Mr. Biden, when you were vice president, did you profit at all from these son's business dealings with the Chinese government? That's graft. That's corruption. He used his office to line his pockets. That's what we're going to see. And unfortunately, America is going to have to endure the next 3 years, if he stays, with this allegation of the Chinese espionage within our government with the Biden family. And the Biden family has been reported made millions of dollars. They were in bed with the Chinese government. It's going to be interesting to see over the course of the next year what happens relating to that investigation.
Well, unfortunately, I think if Nancy Pelosi is over the committees, which she is, the oversight will be with a blindfold on. They won't find anything, and they certainly won't be able to do anything. Which is why we have to make sure that when we are vetting our candidates, the first question we ask is, do you believe that Joe Biden committed enough crimes in this country to impeach him? And if so, let's do it immediately. Will that be your first action when you get into office? And if the answer is anything other than yes, put your money back in your pocket and move on to the next candidate. Because unless we get the right people in, just voting R to get rid of a D doesn't mean anything if the R is part of the D's agenda. And right now we have D's and R's who are both globalists and have nothing other than the greatest desire to destroy America so that they can profit from America's resources. Amen. And by resources, I mean human beings, only they call us human capital. So that tells you what they think of us as a group. And we must get together. And one of the ways that we can do that is to read Eric's book. So Eric, would you tell everyone where they can find you, your website, your social media, everything, as we come to the conclusion of the show? And can I ask you, will you come back again? Because this is a wonderful conversation.
Karen, what an honor to be on with you. You know, of course, it's. I look forward to the next conversation. There's a lot to talk about. My book, Switched On, The Heart and Mind of a Special Agent, is on Amazon, as well as my website, Switched On Life. Read the Karen Chronicles, the articles I've written for the Blue magazine. See some of the videos I've done. Again, the book is dedicated to all law enforcement officers. I didn't write it for myself. I wrote it for them. Give the American people a glimpse behind the badge. The good, the bad, the evil. As law enforcement officers, we have to see every day. We deserve the respect and support, because just imagine this, Karen. Sometime this morning or later on today, if you call 911, a stranger will show up at your house and he will or she will potentially die for you if need be. That's pretty incredible. A person that doesn't even know you would die for you. Switched On, The Heart and Mind of a Special Agent. It's a good read. And like I said, it's a glimpse behind the badge. And you'll recognize some of the cases in the book. I investigated the CIA for obstruction of justice under Bill Clinton relating to Hughes and Loral tech transfer to China, in addition to doing one of the largest mass arrests in U.S. history at a defense contractor in New Bedford, Massachusetts, who was employing illegal aliens.
I want to thank you for writing that book. And thank you for bringing this to our attention, folks. This is a way to get resources so that will make you the person of the truth. And when you hear these comments being made and they are erroneous, you must correct them. But the way that you do it is not through hostility. Be pleasant, be nice, but ask questions. Then you will find that they have nothing to back up what they're saying. And that's the other part of the problem. There is no backup. Thank you all for listening today. This is Karen Schoen. It has been a pleasure, a wonderful week. I hope you will all have, and I will see you again next week. You're listening to The Prism of America's Education, brought to you on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network with my wonderful sponsor, the Florida Citizens Alliance. Please go to the Alliance website and sign up. Take whatever is there and use it in your state. Just because it says Florida doesn't mean it's only for Florida. We put it on the web so that you can copy it. That's how we share. That's how we create one nation of free people, all Americans. So let's get rid of those hyphens and let's just be American citizens. And I will see you again next week. Thank you. And thank you, Eric.
Thank you. Stay switched on.
But I'll always stand proud and free. I'm American.